Lee Lewis interviewed, because it was on this date 6 years ago, seems like only yesterday, that Jerry Lee Lewis checked into the Betty Ford Clinic to overcome an addiction to painkillers. I just know now that I've read this, this kind of thing is going to stick with me, this image of Jerry Lee Lewis checking into the Betty Ford Clinic, and I just know that I'm going to have a dream tonight where the roles are reversed. Betty Ford checking into the Jerry Lee Lewis Clinic to become addicted again. I don't think we should sweat the possibility of Jerry Lee Lewis becoming so squeaky clean, such a straight arrow, that he would have his own clinic.
You know, there's
if
been...
that ever happened, stop the world, I want to get off.
Hey.
There's probably an adult...
shadowboxing going on now in the control room.
Probably an adult movie by that title out there, too. Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Of all the Jerry...
One of the participants in the single fall prelim in our office yesterday has entered the control room and was doing some shadowboxing here briefly with Kenny. we had to kid him for just a moment there. Sorry about that. I'm sure that kind of thing happens in your offices, too, though, doesn't it, folks? And I'm sure that, at the very worst, there are slaps on the wrist. Pardon the pun.
But anyway, back to Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm-hmm. Of all the stories throughout the years, marrying the cousin when she's 13, drinking, drugs,
yep.
All of that,
yep.
I think my favorite story about him is standing outside of Graceland shouting, "I'm the king! I'm the king!" And wasn't he brandishing a pistol, too?
Jerry Lee Lewis was naked without his pistol, if you'll recall. Did you see the movie Great Balls of Fire?
No.
With Dennis Quaid as Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
No. They should bring it back. They should re-release it the way Steven Spielberg occasionally re-releases E.T. And this time they should have subtitles because Dennis Quaid, I don't think it's from the South, he was trying to do a Southern thing, a Jerry Lee Lewis thing with his voice, and he was, the stuff he was saying, you couldn't tell what the hell he was saying. I mean, you knew what Winona Ryder was saying. She was perfectly cast. But
I couldn't see it.
You definitely got the impression that Jerry Lee Lewis was Elvis. Was Elvis of jealous? Yes, was jealous of Elvis.
He was naked?
What?
Outside of Graceland?
No, I don't think that scene was in the...
Oh.
But I think there was some kind of scene, a confrontation between Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis in the movie Great Balls of Fire. Yeah, there's probably an adult movie out there right now with the title Great Balls of Fire.
Can't you get a shot for that?
Yeah, I hope so. We want to direct your attention... to another cultural happening in the Twin Cities. We're very proud of the Twin Cities' emphasis on culture, high and low. This would probably be somewhere in between. We want to, just as yesterday, we pointed you to Mose Allison's shows this week at the Cafe Luxford. Jazz legend, Mose Allison. Don't tell me, don't call me and tell me, and don't come up to me after the show and tell me you never heard of Mose Allison. Don't embarrass yourselves. Mose Allison at the Cafe Luxford, and George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. Is
last
it this weekend?
Night. It was
it last night?
Yeah.
At the Hyatt? So we want to point you to this as well. And this is tonight and tomorrow, the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus. Featuring a repeat visit from the English actor and singer, who I suppose, wouldn't you... Sexual persuasion-wise, have to fit right in? Or do they have guest hetero
guest
accompanists? Well, his name's Nigel. There's a Nigel and a Benjamin and a Ralph and a Hubert.
Gay Nigel.
And the...
Look, it goes up to 11. Oh. See, get at the ruler. Oh,
whatever. The Gay Men's Chorus. You really are cracking yourself up this morning, aren't you? The Gay Men's Chorus will also give the world premiere of an a cappella setting by a guy named Craig, setting of the Ave Maria, which I would presume goes something like this.
Ave Maria.
Just my impersonation of what that will sound like as performed by the Gay Men's Chorus. That's St. Mark's Cathedral at 7:30 p.m., tonight and tomorrow, St. Mark's Cathedral, Oak Grove, and Hennepin in Minneapolis. Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus.
Oak Grove and Hennepin.
In the St. Mark's Cathedral. That's what it says here.
Oak Grove is the street where the officer was stabbed a couple nights ago.
Really?
Down by the park.
Yeah.
That's the other end of Oak.
Horrible coincidence, I'm sure.
The other end of Oak Grove.
Yeah. So we want to direct your attention to that as well, just to show you that our heart's in the right place. Now we'll break for Eyewitness News, KSTP TV Channel 5. Art Barron presiding. What am I supposed to say at this point? Oh, you know. All rise. Art Barron is here to be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. It's a Friday, and we thank you for sharing your Friday morning time with Bob and Kenny. Hope you have a safe, pleasant, happy, festive weekend planned. I mean that sincerely. I mean this too sincerely. Come in, Art.
Good morning. Art Barron reporting from the Eyewitness Newsroom. A mix of tax relief, regulatory reform, and loans is Governor Arne Carlson's recipe for stimulating small business growth for Minnesota. Yesterday, during a manufacturer's luncheon meeting of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, Carlson said that creating a healthy state economy is the top priority of his administration. Carlson says he's targeting small manufacturers because industrial jobs pay higher wages on average than service jobs. He also says three of four new manufacturing jobs over the past decade have come in firms with fewer than 100 employees. Jury selection could be complete today in the sexual abuse trial of former priest James Porter. So far, 10 of the 14 jurors have been seated. Porter is accused of sexually molesting his children's former babysitter in 1987. If the remaining jurors are picked quickly, the trial could begin today. Yesterday, 68 people who claimed they were abused by Porter while he was priest in Massachusetts reached an out-of-court settlement. They will get an undisclosed amount of money. The Massachusetts settlement doesn't affect the cases of 16 Minnesotans who also filed civil lawsuits against Porter. The widow of Minneapolis police officer Jerry Hoff is receiving compensation from the state. This morning, Governor Arne Carlson is expected to present Marilyn Hoff with a check for $100,000. It comes from the Public Safety Officer Survivors Benefits Fund. Officer Hoff was shot and killed in a restaurant on September 25th. Checking that forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold today. Some flurries as well. Highs near 20, clearing tonight and diminishing winds. That means the lows will be dipping down close to zero. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, this is Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
Are you looking for a special diamond for that special someone? A little later, Bob will have complete details on why you should choose Continental Diamond as your jeweler. Shop and compare. You'll buy at Continental Diamond. Your friends do. So do Bob and Kenny.
Here's what's coming up today on Eyewitness News, live at 5.
Today, Minnesota state troopers put down their guns and pick up picket signs to protest at the state capitol. Hello, I'm Val Holly Dennis. We'll explain why at 5 o'clock. Plus, our doctor of the day will answer a question from a St. Paul viewer. Can anything be done to make a problem knee stronger? Find out after Regis and Kathy Lee.
These stories and more today on Channel 5's Eyewitness News, live at 5.
20 minutes before 7 o'clock at AM 1500 KSTP. Cloudy skies, 12 degrees, Rush Limbaugh.
Coming up, folks, a classic lesson in liberalism and how it does not work.
Oh, one piece, two piece. I need a new bathing suit to get me over these winter blues.
A little inspiration, huh?
Here's a high cut, low cut, so many choices.
Well, whatever you choose, use your Visa card, because now the card that's everywhere you want to be could send you anywhere you want to be.
Anywhere I want to be? Mm-hmm. Oh, a beach with sun.
Mm, sounds good. Well, every day between November 23rd and December 24th, Visa's giving away a trip worth $15,000.
Wow.
Every time you use your Visa card, you'll have a chance to win.
$15,000? Mm-hmm. I could go to the Riviera and something very vogue, ooh, or Daytona and get totally wild.
And $1,000 worth of Visa traveler's checks is part of the prize.
Hey, if I win, I could stretch out in something exotic in Tahiti.
Visa's Anywhere You Want to Be sweepstakes. Winning could take you places.
Or maybe a bikini from the Bahamas. What about something fun for Fiji?
Visa, it's everywhere you want to be. No purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident, 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries. For official rules, call 1-800-648-8472.
Bill Clinton said, I'm going to raise taxes on the rich. There's going to be a 10% surtax on millionaires, and people who make over $200,000 a year are going to be taxed at 36%. And the middle class goes, yeah, yeah, soak the rich. That's what fairness is. Well, guess what? Do you hear what Michael Eisner of Disney did the other day? Michael Eisner of Disney cashed in $197.5 million in stock options to avoid these new tax rates that Mr. Clinton is going to impose. $197.5 million, folks. He's going to take the income in 1992 to avoid all this. And there is a stampede among the wealthy who are going to do the very same thing. Proving you raise taxes on an activity and two things happen. The activity decreases and efforts to avoid the tax take place. What are we going to do? Are we trying to punish the rich or raise money? We're doing neither. The rich are not going to be punished, and we're not going to raise any new money. Now, for those of you who couldn't wait to make the rich, the achievers in our society, suffer, if this news disappoints you, I can only say this to you.
I feel your pain.
Now more than ever, it's AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Good to hear that we still have a kinder, gentler nation as visualized by George Bush back in 1988. Thank you, Rush. 642, 18 before 7, AM 1500 KSTP, Bob and Kenny on a Friday. Bob and Kenny recommend part 2, Walker Art Center, tonight, and it's the only night it's going to be available, as I understand it. A documentary called Damned in the USA, which the Reverend Donald Wildman, a moral arbiter on a plane with Rush Limbaugh, tried to... Squelch, quash.
Tried to get banned in the USA.
What have you.
It's a movie about censorship.
About censorship, and it's being viewed, being aired, being shown at the Walker Art Center this evening. And I think it's 7 to 9 p.m. are the feature times. $6 for tickets, $5 for members, and I don't know. Would you suggest that folks eat before they go or eat after they see the movie? Because some photographs by the... by the late Robert Mapplethorpe,
If you eat first, you might lose it.
Displayed in this movie.
If you don't eat first, you might not have an appetite.
Well,
so
anyway,
buyer beware.
If the Reverend Donald Wildman is against it, we're for it.
Absolutely.
Walker Art Center.
Absolutely.
This evening, and in the Uptown area, and it's only at this movie house, the Uptown Theater, which I hope to get to sometime this weekend. Never been there. Always wanted to. Robert De Niro and Robert Wool. You might remember Robert Wool from Bull Durham, at the very least. Stand-up comedian turned actor. It's a movie called Mistress. I hear that it's a lot like the Bob Altman film about behind-the-scenes Hollywood called The Player. It's called Mistress. It's at the Uptown. We would recommend that, too, without ever having seen it. You know, when somebody gripes about a movie... A natural tendency is to ask them, have you seen it? And lots of censors, self-appointed censors, no, they haven't seen it. But I haven't seen it, and I recommend it.
Bob De Niro.
Just on the strength of the reviews I've seen of it.
Well, there's a review today in the paper. The headline slams it. I didn't read the body of the story.
Really?
Do you know that The Player is being re-released on Christmas?
Good. Fantastic.
I'm going to try it again.
Yeah. Maybe to drum up some more support for its... Oscar push next year. Hope it wins something. Great movie. Very enjoyable. One of the few movies in the past, 10 years or so that I've seen twice. Now, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast 6 times, as the child of Channel 4 meteorologist Rebecca Coles has. I haven't seen any movie 6 times, I don't think. Oh, that reminds me, I'm in Mr. Movies the other day here in White Bear. And I noticed that among the musicals, the movie HUD with Paul Newman. And I didn't have the heart to tell the little clerk that HUD didn't belong in the musicals, that it belonged in the government section, Housing and Urban Development. HUD with Paul Newman is not a musical.
HUD, the musical.
Yeah. Is the Uptown Theater where our former regular caller to our afternoon show, lesbian fan number one,
Michelle.
Works. Yeah? Does she work at the Uptown?
I don't know if she's still there. I know.
Well, what are the two movies there in that same block of the Uptown area? Aren't there two? Isn't there one on the corner and then one down the street?
Yeah. What's the other one called? The Uptown or the Variety? Or I don't
know. Yeah. But there are two, aren't there? Anyway, one of them has the mistress.
I suppose I could
read. Both of them usually... display very bohemian type of fair form movies and stuff like that.
I believe it's the Uptown Theater you want, though.
Okay. Yes, it is. For Mistress, yeah. Let's go to the mailbag very quickly and then to Tongue-in-Cheek Real Men of the Week. Dear Bob, my daughter, age 55, is still having periods with no sign of them letting up. Is that normal for her age? And my answer is, don't think anything about it. However, if your 55-year-old son begins having periods, then you've got a scoop. Dear Bob, for a person who has had shingles once, is there a way to prevent a second attack? My answer is, yes, there is, with Procter & Gamble's Shingles No More.
Go away, shingles, for good.
You already received an answer?
The other one, the one you were talking about that's farther down
the uptown?
Up in, next to Uptown Bar, is called the Suburban World.
Suburban World, that's exactly right.
I've been in that theater. That's a
pretty,
pretty cool theater.
Yeah. But we'll look for Michelle this weekend.
The only time
my wife and I can get there.
The only time I've been to the Uptown was about 4 years ago for one of those midnight showings.
Mm-hmm.
I was really drunk.
Oh, was it Rocky Horror Picture Show or Yellow Submarine?
Yeah, and I didn't even make it all the way through the movie. I had to go home.
Tongue-in-cheek Real Men of the Week time. Dateline New York. It was a case of the three R's, reading, writing, and revolver. Officials in New York say a six-year-old boy brought a gun to school. He's caught playing with a .38 caliber automatic. Oh, wait now. .380 caliber? .380 caliber? Does that sound right?
.308.
Well, this is .380 caliber automatic.
.380.
In the school cafeteria.
.38.
The gun wasn't loaded, but officers found bullets in the youngster's pocket, so he may have just been the Barney Fife of his neighborhood. This is the type of show-and-tell that ends up in the police station, and it did. Officers called the mom of the pistol-packing kid, but they say no one knows where the gun came from. Police are now trying to trace the serial number. 6 years old, with a gun, in school. Bullets in his pocket, thank God.
An NRA poster child.
Oh, one of the big cable channels is going to be running the Ten Commandments here. Not that the Ten Commandments have anything to do Not that they have anything to do with Christmas. Perhaps this is some kind of... maybe they're throwing a bone to the nation's Jewish community with the Ten Commandments. Since Moses was the big guy in the Ten Commandments, it being basically an Old Testament story, Charlton Heston. And then there are lines in the movie that were not in the original release, you know, never-before-seen footage of Moses saying, I'm Moses and I'm the NRA. Yeah, because Charlton Heston is a big NRA guy. He's kind of a tongue-in-cheek real man of the week, any week of the year. As is the adult male in Indianapolis, Indiana, as if there's an Indianapolis somewhere else, a man had to buy a new truck. Have the salesman drive him to Indianapolis in order to claim his $9 million prize from a Powerball lottery drawing. He won that multi-state lottery drawing when he matched all five numbers. Said he didn't think his car or his girlfriend's car would survive the trip to the lottery office.
That pretty much tells a little story there on who plays the lottery, doesn't it?
So, he and Donna, we'll call her Donna, walked to a dealership and bought a truck. He didn't have insurance, so the salesman drove the couple to Indianapolis in their new truck. He then received the first of his 20 annual payments, Kenny. Each annual payment, $453,000.
Well, I'm going to keep my job.
Says he'll use his winnings to help out his six children. Well, he also has six grandchildren, too.
And he said a girlfriend, so he's obviously divorced.
And he's obviously a patriot. He retired from the Air Force 20 years ago. He's been a truck driver for more than 16 years. Now he's a very rich man. I guess you know that a couple of days ago, somebody on our say-so waltzed into the offices of Maplewood Toyota and wanted a meal from Donatelli's, a comp meal at Donatelli's, the official supper club of Bob and Kenny, so badly or bad that the guy bought a truck from the official new and used car dealership of Bob and Kenny, Maplewood Toyota.
Don't tell me, after he was done eating?
That guy must have been hungry in a major way.
And after he was done eating?
Yeah.
Went gambling, right?
No, I don't know. But that's, we should try to move that on the wires. That's amazing.
Went up to Hinckley.
Mm-hmm. We don't know that. Another tongue-in-cheek real man of the week is Anthony Franchini, age 94. His big pet peeve is that he has to cringe at the sound of singers stumbling over the high notes in the Star-Spangled Banner. So, the World War I veteran Anthony Franchini is doing something about it. His suggestion, and he has brought this up personally with President Bush, members of Congress, is to not eliminate the national anthem, such as they've done at North Stars games. I think Jimmy Bowers sings, what is it, God Bless America or America the Beautiful,
or something like that.
Um, His suggestion is to lower the highest notes in the national anthem, to legally do that, so that the song written by Francis Scott Key will be easier to sing. And in this story, he strummed his 100-year-old mandolin, playing the anthem the way it was written. He hums along to the music until he gets to the rocket's red glare. That's where it goes up. That's where you lose a lot of singers. Their voice comes right out the top of their head.
Rocket's red glare bump, yeah.
Yeah. And that's when his voice cracks. So he plays the song his way. When he gets to the rocket's red glare, he plays it a half note lower. Even though the change is a minor one, Franchini realizes that many Americans will resist it. President Bush told him it would take an act of Congress to change that section of the national anthem, to bring it down a little bit, so people could take part in the playing, providing they're a musician, or for the singing, providing they're in a ballpark somewhere, of the precious song. And he doesn't want to make any money out of this. It's just always been one of his pet peeves. He's one of the many rags-to-riches type stories in our country, in our big melting pot, our mosaic. He was born in Italy and came to this country, you know, kind of like in The Godfather. You know, a little Don Corleone came over.
I can't believe you mentioned that. I made it to Actor Book 2 yesterday, The Godfather.
Yeah?
The book.
Yeah?
Picked it up yesterday morning. I'm on... already to book two, I think. Yeah. 12 chapters in.
Yeah. So yeah. You've been to the part where the little boy washes onto Ellis Island and they get his name all screwed up and he winds up Donnie Corleone.
I'm to the part now where Michael Corleone just killed, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name.
The policeman?
The policeman and the gangster.
McCloskey?
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
McCloskey's
and,
the
cop. Italia?
Yeah, and Italia. And he
that's with the gun in the restroom?
Right.
Yeah.
He just got on the ship for Italy.
Yep. What pretty trashy novel.
What a great writer, though.
He's really an airport or a beach book is fine.
Because I've seen the movie so many times, and I just started reading it. I didn't think I'd stay with it, but he sucked me right
Francis
in right
Coppola
away.
Francis made Coppola made some art out of it, though. That was a great scene. That railroad sound going on in Michael Corleone's head just before he pulls the gun out and shoots those guys. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, that's great movie making. And our final tongue-in-cheek man of the week for this morning is the late English artist, one of my fave painterly raves, Francis Bacon. It's been found out now that he left his estate to his...
John. John.
To his companion.
John.
His companion, John Edwards. A net value of $16.9 million.
Wow.
That's got to be much more than that. I'm sorry. It's got to be much more than that. If you've never seen a Bacon painting, Bacon is characterized in today's Minneapolis Star Tribune as the artist who painted savage images of people screaming and trapped. sounds like a good time to me. $16.9 million. You know, I think I'd prove it all night, a couple of nights a week with Francis Bacon for a couple of years if it meant $16.9 million. It'd be just like you won the lottery.
Jeez.
As the terms of Bacon's will were announced, one of his paintings, showing a hideous female nude lying on a table, was sold to an anonymous buyer for $1.13 million. I can't believe the man lived to the age of 82. Anyway, his companion, John, age 43. Now, there's a May-December relationship.
His drinking...
40 years younger. That would be like... Well, I'm 41. That would mean like I'd be sacking out with a guy in his early 80s. What fun could that be?
The money, like you said.
Yeah.
John was his model and companion and drinking buddy.
Yeah. Mr. Edwards comes from a London family of pub keepers. So I guess... If you drank enough, if you were drunk enough and, you know, could think of England or maybe Don Larson's perfect game in the 56 series or maybe the fact that the iron was on or that you'd misprogrammed your VCR, you could survive a romantic tryst with Francis Bacon.
From the little I know about Francis, he was drunk every day.
Was he?
For his whole life.
Well, I shouldn't laugh.
Drunk and gambled every day.
Things to do today. Little pad, you can get it off supply stores. Some days it would be number one, some days number three, some days number seven. Get drunk.
Well, I've seen this documentary on tape, and he's just blasted in this thing. Francis is telling me about his art, and he's teetering and weaving. And
let me pour you some more of this.
Spilling wine.
I want to apologize to Lynn on line one. We're going to be able to get to Lynn's call because we want to hit ABC News right on the button at 7 o'clock. 6:56 now in America's favorite Twin Cities. At KSTP AM 1500. Can I ask some more weather for you? Do you
want to do the weather again? Mostly cloudy, flurries all day today. Windy and cold with a high near 20. Cloudy skies, 12 degrees right now at AM 1500 KSTP.
You know, being Santa's head elf, it's up to me to get that big night off the ground. This year, everybody wants a computer. Not those clones you see in most computer stores. Those we can handle. It's the IBM Hewlett-Packard AST Compaq and Apples that have us baffled. Let me tell you a secret I've been keeping from Santa. It's this gigantic computer supercenter called Computer City. They've got those name brand computers and a huge selection of the most popular software, all at the guaranteed lowest prices. This week, Computer City has the AST 486DX33 Advantage Pro Mini Tower with 4 meg RAM and a 245 meg hard drive for just $2,299. Yeah, Computer City's making me feel like a pretty big guy. Just don't tell the real big guy. Ho, ho,
ho. Computer City, France Avenue between Southdale Mall and I-494 in Edina. See store for details.
Hi, this is Barbara Carlson. Delighted to be on the air for the Mattress Store. You may wonder why. Well, let me tell you. The Mattress Store is factory direct. The Mattress Store makes the mattresses right here in Minneapolis, so there's no middlemen and prices are automatically lower. There is free delivery and setup, free removal of your old bed. There are no slam dunk high pressure salespeople. They now have 90-day interest-free financing for qualified buyers. You can ask for those details at the store. There is quality craftsmanship, the best warranties on the market. They take major credit cards, and there is a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. They have four locations: Edina, Roseville, the factory in Northeast Minneapolis, and a new store in Minnetonka. You may call the Edina store 897-1859 for locations. Put simply, the Mattress Store sells the best product at the lowest prices because they make them and sell them direct.
Have a very merry Minnesota Christmas. Happy holidays to one and all. Have a very merry Minnesota Christmas from your friends at Maplewood Mall.
It may be cold outside, but it's warm and cheery at Maplewood Mall. Santa will be there to give every child who visits him a special cassette, filled to the brim with songs, stories, and holiday fun. And he'd be honored to have his picture taken with your children. On Friday nights at 7 and 8, kids are welcome to arrive in pajamas to enjoy milk and cookies from Mrs. Fields while they listen to bedtime stories told by our magic storyteller. And grown-ups will love taking advantage of our Shopportunity program's holiday bonus.
Have a very merry Minnesota Christmas from your friends at Maplewood Mall.
So easy to get to at I-694 and White Bear Avenue in Maplewood.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, The Talk Station. Getting ready for ABC News, Eyewitness News from KSTP-TV Channel 5 with Art Barron. Patrick Royce, Sports Insights Part 1, so I can gloat over the fact that the Atlanta Falcons only lost by 8 points last night. I had 10. We knocked that lead down to a paltry 15 games, and Patrick's in my NFL prediction rivalry. And Crime Fighters Notebook from all over, kind of a week's end Crime Fighters Notebook, as provided for us by our phone screener, Off the Air Jer. Far-flung areas like Chanhassen, Wayzata, Plymouth, Hopkins, and all points in between. We'll also be discussing with Patrick that the big Stars win last night, as heard on our station. Stars 4, Detroit Red Wings 2. 7 o'clock, hitting that post again. ABC News is next. Thanks for being with us, Bob and Kenny, on a TGIF Friday.
From the ABC Newsroom, the U.S. is preparing to send troops to Somalia now that the plan has been approved by the United Nations Security Council. President Bush will brief congressional leaders later this morning at the White House. Some members of Congress are worried about the cost of the relief operation. Police in South Africa say that at least 18 people were injured in a bomb explosion in a crowded restaurant last night in a mainly white area of Queenstown. Police say the suspect the attack was politically motivated. It's the second such attack in a week.
Former President Ronald Reagan called today for NATO intervention in Bosnia. In a speech at Oxford University in England, Mr. Reagan said Serb forces should be given an ultimatum to stop shelling civilians or face bombing of their own military installations. An earthquake measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale was felt across a wide area of Southern California last night. No damage or injuries reported. Fire swept through a house in a Detroit suburb today, taking the lives of a couple and their three children. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
701 in America's favorite Twin Cities, Bob here, from the same folks who gave you that big Thanksgiving weekend sale at Maplewood Toyota. Oh, I've let the cat out of the bag. It is Maplewood Toyota. From the same folks who allowed me, who allowed my wife mainly, because she's the one who put the miles on it. She fell in love with the car. Who allowed my family the use of a brand new 1993 Toyota Corolla. Yes, it's Maplewood Toyota, and they haven't moved, and they're ready to serve you this weekend, this very chilly weekend. How about a nice, new, warm car to drive home in this weekend? Our friend Steve and Andy, their personable, knowledgeable sales staff, their service department is also outstanding. They'll be there to greet you, and the greatest vehicles for my money, or just about anybody's money, going today. All kinds of Toyotas, the Camrys, the Corollas, the Previa minivans, the Land Cruisers, the Celicas, they're all there awaiting your perusal and your test drive this weekend. So stop by. Just kitty corner from the station here, corner Beam Avenue and Highway 61, otherwise known as Maplewood Drive, right here in Maplewood. They are our official new and used car dealership, Maplewood Toyota. Tell them Bob and Kenny sent you.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hi, this is Peter Thiel, and I'm the host of In This Corner on KSTP. And joining me this week will be none other than Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is not your normal individual. He talks to aliens. And he's going to tell us what the aliens believe is the future of this great world of ours and the Clinton presidency and all that good stuff. Sunday night, 9 o'clock. On AM 1500 KSTP.
Good morning, Art Barron from the Eyewitness Newsroom. Northwest Airlines may be about to get some desperately needed cash. According to an article yesterday in the magazine Commercial Aviation Report, Northwest has apparently arranged for $260 million in new loan money. The author of that report, Scott Hamilton, says this is in itself the only good news for the short term, the next 6 months.
It's still very dicey at this stage. A complete restructuring, as the banks have indicated, is necessary to secure the long-term future. This $260 million loan is a band-aid.
Northwest Airlines isn't commenting on the report. Company officials say they don't comment on rumors or speculation. Voters in Hudson, Wisconsin narrowly passed a referendum to add casino gambling to the St. Croix Meadows dog track. Unofficial totals show a margin of victory of 63 votes, or 51%. The vote is the first step towards selling the track to the St. Croix Band of Chippewa. State and federal approval is also needed. The current owners of the track say they've lost more than $6 million since it opened in June of 1991. If the track closed down, 600 jobs would be lost. Advocates say if a casino is added, the number of employees could triple. Minneapolis police officer Jeff York remains in satisfactory condition as he recovers from stab wounds. The attack occurred Wednesday night near Loring Park, when York was called to a domestic dispute. Ernest Dean slashed the officer twice with a butcher knife. York was able to respond with two gunshots, killing Dean. The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is sponsoring an all-day conference today at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Issues to be discussed include police-community relations, hate crimes, AIDS, and cultural diversity in the workplace. A number of Minnesota state troopers will be out on foot today. They will be holding an informational picket at the state capitol because they've been working without a contract since June of 1991. There are 495 troopers in Minnesota. As for the forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold today. Some flurries, highs near 20, clearing tonight with diminishing winds. Lows will be close to zero. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, this is Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
Thank you, Art. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock at AM 1500 KSTP. Cloudy skies, 12 degrees in the Twin Cities. Art Barron's news brought to you by Champion Auto Stores. Shop the Champion Auto Stores. Are you ready for winter sale? Going on now at participating stores.
Champion Auto Stores, wherever you live. Whatever you drive.
It's the giant Are You Ready for Winter Sale going on now at Champion Auto. Hundreds of items are sale priced to save you money. Winter means more dark hours and lower visibility. Make sure you can see with Philips halogen headlights. Halogen lights are 50% brighter, shine further, and last longer than conventional lights. If your car doesn't have halogen lights, now's a great time to step up your night vision while they're specially priced.
Champion Auto Stores, the brand you know, wherever you go. Champion's right at home, people you trust.
Make sure your cooling system is up to the task ahead. Champion Auto Store's antifreeze is just $1.49 after rebate. You'll also save on engine heaters, blower motors, and heater cores. But you'll have to hurry because the Are You Ready for Winter sale ends Saturday.
Champion! Go to hell, Tommy B. It's Bob and Kenny time.
I have no idea who he's referring to. 707 right now in America's favorite Twin Cities, Bob and Kenny on the case. Kicking fannies, taking names. We'll be listening to traffic in just a second from Vince Rebholz, sitting in for Art Reeder yet again today and all of next week. Patrick Royce's sports insights as well. I'd love to hear his insights as to why I won the game last night. Referring, of course, to the Atlanta Falcons' 8-point loss at New Orleans last evening. Patrick's lead is now down to a paltry 15 games. Hopefully this is a harbinger, an omen. Be watching those scores this Sunday. We're all set to go. Vince Rebholz with your traffic. Listen up, because we got snow on the ground, snow on the streets. It's slick out there. Here's Vince.
A couple of accidents to tell you about, Bob. 494 southbound near Carlson Parkway. There's a stalled 18-wheeler there blocking a lane of traffic, slowing things up. Southbound 169 north of 394, an accident there involving a car and a semi on the shoulder, slow and go through the area. And southbound 494 near Bass Lake Road, an accident there that's slowing things down on the scene. I'm Vince Rebholz for Art Reeder on AM 1500 KSTP.
Thanks so much, sir. Let's go right to Patrick. Morning, sir.
Hello there.
22-14, New Orleans over Atlanta last night, and we got to see, since this is Christmas time, we got to see Wade Wilson of Christmas Past, Wade Wilson of Christmas Present.
Well, that's all I saw. I turned it on. The first time I turned it on, it was 15-14. Atlanta had the ball, had a chance to kick field goal, win the game. Wade threw a pass, touchdown. Other way, New Orleans wins. When I saw it was 15-14, there was only 2 minutes to go, I was rooting like Atlanta because I was rooting for Atlanta because I was mad at the Saints because they weren't going to cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, that lead's been knocked down to a paltry 15 games.
So that's right, and that's a good pick. Apparently, it was rather astounding that the Falcons were ahead because the Saints had outplayed them all day and still managed to get behind them 14-12.
They did dominate. They couldn't. What's the new cliche or recent cliche?
Couldn't do anything in that red zone.
The red zone. That's correct. Where the hell did we get it? Come up with the red zone.
Five field goals by Morty, huh?
Yes.
And then Morty had to make a tackle and ruined himself. The Saints can't afford to have Morty injured. He's about two-thirds of the offense. Last night he was 100% of the offense.
Patrick, wasn't the first red zone that area in downtown Minneapolis where you couldn't venture into previous to our Super Bowl?
There's red zones. I think that's kind of a euphemism for the combat zone in Boston or the block in Baltimore. All those red zones, and now of course it's inside the 20. I haven't quite figured that out.
I've got all kinds of road underdogs getting bushel baskets of points this weekend. The Jets getting 17, the Bengals getting 10, Phoenix getting 4.5, Dolphins getting 7.5, Bears getting 11. I hope last night's game was an omen.
Well, it could be. I give the Falcons some credit. They actually showed up instead of playing like the dogs they've been most of this season. But I think Coach Glanville is on his last legs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I read something yesterday that he has a suite. He bought a suite at the Georgia Dome and signed a 10-year lease. This is an optimistic man.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish, too, I would say. But anyway, the Falcons are now officially out of the playoff spot.
You know, since rich people find a warm place to stay in the winter and a cool place to stay in the summer, and what with all the suites and all these domes, I would think an athletic, a nation sports personality, one of these days would spend the summer maybe in Toronto in a suite in the Sky Dome, and then spend other parts of the year in a suite in the Georgia Dome.
That would work. That would work, Bob. Yeah. You kind of move into them. Just move into that suite and stay there.
Let's take a few moments to applaud the North Stars for what they did again on the road last night in Detroit. Winners 4-2 with a 3-goal second period.
Modano comes back, gets 2 quick goals. They, wonder if any team in history has been on a 5-minute power play, gave up 2 shorthanded goals, and won the game.
I was going to bring that up with you.
I bet this is the first time in the history of the NHL that's happened.
You think so?
That on 1 5-minute power play, you scored, you let the other team score twice, and you still win the game.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And also, let me ask you about this situation. I think it also happened in the first period. There was a delayed penalty on Detroit,
yes.
And in Detroit's haste to get the puck, to stop play and whatnot, Mike Modano was obviously hooked. Can 2 penalties be called on the same play, to your knowledge?
I'm not sure.
I don't know why not. Why
I guess it
couldn't
can,
they?
Yeah, if the puck's still alive, yeah.
Yeah.
If Detroit hasn't garnered in the puck yet, I suppose 2 could be called on one play, yep.
Yeah. Well, John Casey fine in the net after that shaky first period.
He's been really good lately. Man alive, he's terrific.
And I would say that right now, the North Stars are the way they're going, at least, their momentum, the class of the league. I watched a little of the Penguins-Kings game late last night.
Yeah.
Just saw the first
Who
period.
Won that one?
Well, I don't know. The Kings... I fell asleep, as
okay.
is my wont, because that was a late game out on the West Coast. We got a nice shot in the stands of Wayne Gretzky and his lovely wife, and the score at the end of the first period was 2-0 in favor of the Kings.
Kings are playing awfully well, too. Was Robbie Stauber in the nets, or was Kelly Rudy?
I think it was Kelly Rudy, I believe.
Okay.
I can check on that, though.
The unbeaten Robbie Stauber.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Well... there's no score here in my daily newspaper, Bob, so I can't tell you what it was. But
yeah.
What you're trying to say is the North Stars look better than either of those teams.
Yes, they do.
All right.
I think. And Ottawa tied last night, so I'm afraid they're up to 6 points, and it looks as if they're going to get into double digits before the season ends.
Here's a good stat, Bob. They are 1-0. They have 1 win and 1 tie in 2 games against the New Jersey Devils.
Right.
And they have 1 win and 1 tie in 25 games against the rest of the league.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, Herbie Brooks, everything you stood for, the Olympics, the gold medal, all those national championships in Minnesota, has now been wiped off the slate and replaced by the humiliation of losing and being tied by the Ottawa Senators.
Mm-hmm.
Forget 1980, folks. Herbie's now an embarrassment to the entire state.
Wearing the scarlet letter.
Yes, he is.
Tomorrow evening, the North Stars will remain on the road against a feisty, very surprising 13-9-5 team known as the Quebec Nordiques under the tutelage of the insect, Pierre Pagé.
Pierre is still coaching, right? He stayed behind the bench, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, that trade has done wonders for them. They got five players for an injured Eric Lindros. So,
yes.
It has taken them from a team that had 30-some points to... team that'll probably make the playoffs.
And to my knowledge, Lindros is still hurt.
Yes.
He's still out.
He's out for some time, I think.
Yeah. Did you know that your newspaper took you up on your advice to me? Perhaps someone with your newspaper's sports section, one of your superiors, was listening to one of our conversations, and you suggested a Kirby Puckett watch where folks could call in their sightings of Kirby Puckett as he makes his way around the country in his barnstorming tour for a better contract proposition. Mm-hmm. And now you have a daily Kirby Puckett watch in your sports section.
Yes, they did. It was supposed to be kind of an Elvis thing, and they received 128 Daffy calls yesterday from the Twin Cities populace. Actually, I had written a column on Tuesday, and down at the bottom of it, in a kind of a lighthearted way, I said, this keep an eye on this precious Minnesota resource, and someone then went and ran with that and turned it into kind of a what is hopefully a lighthearted, funny thing. I don't know if it is or not, but that's what the attempt is anyway.
Well, doggone it, it won't be too funny if he does sign with one of these other teams, that's for sure.
Well, that's true.
And he seems to be making all the cities, Patrick. He was even reported in Kansas City or headed there.
Well, there's a rumor that he might stop there, but Kansas City's was trying to sign Joe Carter.
Yeah.
And no one knows how that turned out. A lot of this stuff we're going to find out next week.
Well, to me, Kansas City is one of those mid-range markets in the Middle West that supposedly can't pony up the kind of dough that...
What they got is Ewing Kaufman, Marion Labradori's guy with just a lot of money. He's very old.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel well and wants to win once more before he dies, apparently. Kind of the Gene Autry thing?
Yes.
And apparently he's willing to spend some money. But let's face it, all restraint is over. Chris Bosio has officially signed a $15 million contract.
Yep.
And Spike Owen has signed a $7 million.
No.
Spike Owen received $7 million yesterday from who? The Yankees?
Well, whoever it is, the owners only have themselves to blame.
Yankees gave Spike $7 million yesterday.
Yeah. And where did Jose Guzman go?
Guzman went to the Cubs for 14 months.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And the Cubs supposedly are going to sign Todd Worrell, too.
Yeah.
$10 or $11 million. So they're going to have $25 million worth of pitching that, with two arms that could go at any moment.
Yeah.
Any pitch, they could just have the entire arm could go flying towards home plate.
Kind of Dave Dravecki style.
That's right.
I mean, $14 million for Guzman, that's half of what the Cubs offered a bona fide major leaguer in Greg Maddux, and Guzman is not half the pitcher Maddux is.
No, I don't blame them for being very upset at Maddux. I mean, they put her on the table there and said, here it is.
Yeah.
$28 million. What do you want, buddy?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't say yes, so they went and they tried signing Smiley. They didn't work there. They tried signing Swindell. It didn't work there, so they settled for Guzman.
Well, Maddux is going to pull a Jack Morris. He's going to hold out for that extra million or two, probably in that fourth or fifth year, what have you, from some other team.
Well, at this point, I don't know where he's going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees are still, the Yankees have been meeting with him. And the Yankees still have their $38 million offer on the table for Bonds. So if they get both those guys, we're talking almost, $60 million?
Yeah.
Oh, no, $70 million for a pitcher and an outfielder.
Yes. Minnesota Timberwolves, Patrick, last night were bested by the Utah Jazz by an amount far exceeding the projected margin of victory in Las Vegas. That was kind of surprising to me yesterday. You thought 13 points was too much. They lose by 19. They were down by 20 at halftime.
They what they discovered last night is you put Chris Smith out there, rookie NBA point guard, against a guy like John Stockton, and you have big problems. They have to get Michael Williams back in the lineup because they can't play without him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
These kids aren't ready to play. Chris Smith is not real quick. And certainly has no experience. And Lance Blanks, the guy they got from Detroit, he didn't play there for 2 years. So they have Williams is the only guy they got who can run the offense at all. And last night they just didn't show up in person after all his conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't show up. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So they did what they've done in the past in Utah on the road. They got clobbered. Actually, I was out there once 2 years ago when they almost won a game out there in the old place, not Delta Center, but the old arena. I was shocked. I was covering a game out there, and they almost beat them.
I'll tell you something else. It's not going to get any easier against a surprising Lakers team, too, a Lakers team who's beaten some people this year.
They won in Houston last night.
Yes.
Yeah, they're playing a little better than I thought they would, you know. They're James Worthy has an occasional – when he plays pretty well, they're not bad. When he – takes the night off, as he does. They went into Houston. I wonder what they did with James. You think they kept him locked up or what?
Well, Houston is the place where he got into trouble last time.
Houston was the place where he called not one, but two ladies of the evening.
I wonder if that made him feel inadequate in some way after the most recent shocking revelation having to do with Magic Johnson's heterosexuality, that Magic could handle or at least accommodate in some way six other persons, while James Worthy only has the two to his credit.
It also sounded as though Magic was never reduced to having to call an escort service.
Yeah, that's true.
And here's James Worthy, an NBA All-Star, and he's got to call up and get a couple ladies instead of and doing it on his own with his own guile, let's say.
Final item, as appears in this morning's column by our mutual friend and golf partner, John Rowe, our friend J.G. Preston is in a bad way medically.
Yeah, J.G. is sicker than heck, and they've been trying to figure out what's wrong with him for for 2-3 weeks now, and I heard it was spinal meningitis. Now they say that it's an undiagnosed illness, and he's in a bad way. You know, he just had gotten laid off out there at the track, and I don't know what his situation was at the other radio station, but they have set up a fund for him at
that's correct
at the Northwest Bank in Woodbury, and he's got a wife and four little kids there. So,
exactly right. And if I may, during my conversation with you here, for fear that some folks might tune out as I wrap up our conversation, let me right now, if I could, while I'm on the phone with you, give those addresses out. Listeners are encouraged to send cards and letters to J.G. Preston. This is at the Neurological Care Unit, Unit 4D, 4D for Dog, University of Minnesota Hospital, 420 Delaware Street Southeast, Minneapolis, and the zip there is 55455. And then for donations to help the family pay some of the medical costs, the address of that fund is Friends of J.G. Preston, care of Norwest Bank, Woodbury, 7779 Afton Road. That, too, is in Woodbury, and the zip is 55125. Our sincerest wishes for a speedy recovery to our friend J.G. Preston.
Well, he's at the right place, and they'll figure out what's wrong with him over at the University of Minnesota.
Yes, and if you folks weren't able to wield a pen as quickly as I gave those addresses just then, you can call off the air, Jerry, our phone screener at 646-TALK, and he'll be glad to speak very slowly for those of you who may be Iowans and visiting our area.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Talk
to you at
8:10. Yep.
Bye for now. 723-3748. Patrick Royce's Insights, Part 1. Part 2, not that far away either. So mark your calendars and consult your local listings. Amend those lucky number programs. We'll be back at 8:10 here at AM 1500 KSTP.
Hi, this is Paul Brand. If you're like most people, you feel helpless when your car needs repair, and you can't get reliable information. Well, that's where KSTP's Auto Talk can help you. Saturday afternoons at 3:15 and Sunday mornings at 10, I'll be happy to answer your questions. If you need help with your car, all you need to do is ask. A tradition of automotive tips. Auto Talk on AM 1500 KSTP.
The holiday sale no gift giver should miss is at your AT&T phone center.
What's new?
Jingle bells.
What now?
Deck the hall.
What's next?
Oohs and ahs, because we've got the perfect gifts on sale, like the AT&T cordless phone 5250 for just $99.99. And many products come with See You Soon savings certificates worth up to $50 towards your next purchase. Details in store.
That's your AT&T phone center.
For what's new, what's now, and what's next, these offers end December 31st.
Sarah, there's a package down here from your fiancé.
You mean my ex-fiancé!
It's under the tree.
It'll sit there forever.
It's in the priority mailbox.
Priority mail? Oh, he does love me.
Two-day priority mail from the U.S. Postal Service makes a gift feel more special. And £2 is just $2.90.
Open it.
And wreck the box?
We deliver for you.
Some restrictions apply. Check your post office for details.
Get a job!
What for?
I'm trying to think.
I'll gladly refresh your memories off the air. It's a status symbol in the early 90s. A job? Ours is to end Potain. Timely Bob Topical Canny on a Friday. Happy weekend to you. Bob and Kenny recommend part 3 here at AM 1500 KSTP at 725. We recommend Dennis Miller's appearance coming up this Monday, 7 p.m., Guthrie Theater. Tickets might seem a little stout in this pocketbook issue intensive time, $20 and $22, respectively. And I, once again, I'd love to know where the cutoff is, you know, in any arena. And just what row separates the 20s from the 22s in this instance, but Dennis Miller is coming to the Guthrie Theater this Monday at 7 p.m. We definitely recommend what he has to offer. Now, you might have to bring a frame of reference. This is a guy who's read some books, and he gets to tell roughly 70 or 80% of what he knows about the world. He's not going to dumb it down for you. So be prepared for that, but a very funny man. And apparently too funny, or perhaps too erudite for mainstream television, because his show lasted about 3 weeks. A little talk show. Dennis Miller coming to the Guthrie Monday at 7.
That's too bad, because he's really funny, especially mm-hmm. if you know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Tongue-in-cheek Real Men of the Week, Part 2. Acting on a tip, St. Paul narcotics investigators went to the Twin Cities Amtrak depot. Yeah, this kind of thing is perfect for, like, Amtrak needs some more bad pub, right?
Yeah, right.
St. Paul narcotics investigators arrested a suspect at the Amtrak depot a couple of nights ago, and the young man was 15 years of age. You would think, okay, he's here to visit some relatives, spend the Thanksgiving holidays, and
see friends and
seeing
family.
Twin Cities,
in town. Sure.
Maybe for the first time in a long time. No, he was carrying, and they don't use the alleged here in the first paragraph, carrying more than 2 pounds of crack cocaine.
2 pounds.
2 pounds.
Street value?
A lot. 150 grand.
Jeez.
2 pounds of crack cocaine from Detroit, where crack is crack.
Oh yeah, that's a real crack. None of this 3-2 crap we sell up here.
Yeah. Or the kind you have to drive to Iowa for.
Yeah.
Police have met train passengers from Detroit on 6 occasions in the past 2 months.
Detroit, huh?
And
that
seized
seems to be
significant
the
amount of crack each time. How are they finding out? Wouldn't you love to know how these guys find out that they should be there to intercept these people and their ill-gotten contraband? But this young courier was really young, only about 15 years of age. This is especially tragic. Told police he was to be paid $5,000 for delivering the illegal payload
That's
found
all?
In his luggage. Well, you know, he's just starting out in the business.
$5,000 to carry 150?
As they say in the want ads, this is a ground floor position.
I guess so.
An apprentice
See,
a
now,
level.
He's carrying $150,000 worth of crack. Does that mean he's bonded, licensed?
That I don't know.
Insured?
I don't know how professionally they're doing it in Detroit.
How
I just
you
know they're doing it frequently in Detroit, sending folks in here with lots of crack.
And I heard last night on the TV news that he tried to throw the dogs off the scent by also having pepper in his suitcase.
Oh, well, making the dogs sneeze?
Yeah, it didn't work.
You dirty bird. What a low blow.
Guess it didn't work.
Quantify this for me. I mean, I know what 2 pounds is, but give me an idea of what that would feel like. A 2 pound quantity of what? What comes in pounds? So I can try to visualize what, you know what I'm saying? What size this package was and how much it would weigh in my hand. Well, what comes in pounds? A pound or two of what?
Dog food? How much is in your dog food?
I know about a 5 pound bag. That's probably the smallest.
Yeah.
What about 40% of that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of crack.
Peanuts?
I'm amazed it's only $150,000 in street value.
Now, are we sure these weren't peanuts painted, colored to look like crack?
No, they weren't. No, he did not color his nuts to look like crack. as a recent St. Paul newspaper headline stated. Well, in any event, congratulations to the real man for nabbing the tongue-in-cheek young man of the week here at AM 1500. That happened at the Amtrak depot. I wouldn't even know where it is.
It's right off of
we should head over there sometime. Just
university.
To, you know, just a rubberneck next time this happens. 15 seconds to the bottom of the hour. Paul Harvey's news and comment next. More traffic from Vince Rebholz. Wendy Lubavitch standing by, I'm sure. With Eyewitness News from KSTP TV Channel 5, and then Crime Fighters Notebook from here, there, and everywhere. AM 1500 KSTP, Bob and Kenny on a Friday, 7:30 now. Oh, Paul.
Paul Harvey, news and comment, brought to you by Buick.